We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The economy is getting better, and with their advances in technology, they're going to bring down America.
Things you didn't know.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I think I got a headache from that segment.
Right? That's harsh.
I couldn't even figure it out.
It's a little early for all that.
Yeah. Anybody worried about the economy? Not me.
Well.
How come? I don't know.
He don't care.
That's no jive talking, brother. I'm not worried about it.
Because no. You're fueling it with your daughter's wedding?
I'll let you, yeah, well, that's one thing.
You've been through it all, is what you're saying?
Yes, I have.
The
yes.
highs, the lows.
That's the thing. We seem to lack perspective in terms of long-term looking at things. Whatever pops up on the radar, it's like, oh, I'm going to freak out about this right now. It's like, kind of been through that situation before.
See, that's what scares people about, you know, being invested in the stock market in some shape, form, or fashion, because people tend to panic when things mm-hmm. get bad, and then they yank stuff out, and then they get all screwy, and they're losing money, and then they tell other people, oh, I lost money in the stock market, although most people like to brag about making money in the stock market. It's like a scratcher's ticket, you know. Some people always win. It's impossible. But all we hear about is the winning scratchers tickets here in the studio. Nonetheless,
I haven't talked about it in a while, have I?
No, you haven't really. Yeah, you don't come in and say, "Hey, I lost $2 yesterday." We need to know every time you lose.
I go through spurts of buying scratchers tickets. I haven't bought any in a while.
Well, the point is that, you know, if you're going to be invested in something, stay invested in it. Don't give up on it. All right. And by the way, just stop buying. Warren Buffett said the other day, stop buying stocks, buy index funds. So,
really?
Yep. Hmm.
Why? What does that mean?
Stop buying individual stuff.
I don't know.
You know what? We'll talk off the air.
You never give me any advice. I've asked
No,
for
no, no.
It.
No, I do. I do. And you came to me about, a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago, and you said, will you help me rebalance my 401k? And I said, sure. And that was it. Nothing came of it. And then a couple weeks later, she said, will you help me rebalance my 401k? Yeah, I'm right here.
All no, right. Remember I went to my 401k website and it said I had a zero balance
right.
I freaked.
Yeah. That's only because we're in the transition,
yes,
the sale
right.
of this
I'm like,
company.
What did I get? Did somebody get my money? I mean, you can't do anything on that 401k site without them sending you an email. Change your password. You know what I'm saying?
Right, of course.
You get a letter then. I'm like, how did I get nothing? I have 0.00. What's happening?
Courtney was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to keep working.
Here's how bad I freaked out. I didn't call anyone about it when I saw it. I was like, I'll ask somebody tomorrow.
You know,
I did figure it was something to do with the sale.
I mean, immediately I would be on the phone.
What's
I'd be
going
like,
on?
I did text Jen, who knows about as much about it as I do.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. And I think Kathy's out, and Kathy's the one you go to. And that's it.
You ladies.
Then I asked somebody the next day. They're like, oh no, that happened to me too. The person I asked. That they
went. Happened to everybody here.
I know, but they had gone right. to it like a month and a half ago and saw the same thing.
Yeah.
And panicked and did something about it.
Yeah. The zeros are actually on your paycheck.
Yeah, right. Now, you know. It's the truth.
All right. 5:41 weather today, sunshine and a 50-50 shot at some afternoon rain, thunderstorms maybe today, 85. Did they mention any accumulation amounts now? Let's just hope that the 50-50 chance is on the good side of the equation. And then tonight's low 67. More showers and rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 79. If we can put up with some early morning showers on Friday, we've got 70-degree temperatures probably through the weekend.
Sweet.
Into next week, into the low 80s with sunshine. So that'll be some good news. Keep the eye on the prize. All right, another early morning look at what we call a Wednesday rush hour. Here's Mr. Lance.
And it's sponsored by Indeed.
With the shape of you.
188 Phillips Company Morning Show, 553. Let's talk apps for a second. You guys have apps on your do you have a smartphone, Kevin?
I do, and it's so funny you say that about apps. I don't have a lot because it drains my battery something crazy. In fact, like Jackson downloaded a couple of games that... I mean, literally, when my phone was unplugged, I'm like, why do I only have 50% of battery left? Because these games were taken. So I got rid of everything but one left in Minecraft, because that's the only one. But I've got a couple.
What's your favorite?
Probably the
one you use the most.
The one I use the most is probably Photos.
Well, that's not really it is an app.
Well, you know? Instagram or
No, I don't
Facebook?
Really. I don't do that. I've gone to Google Chrome a couple of times, but that's I don't really do a lot of app stuff. It's funny. I'm more of a
chicken nuggets. Perhaps.
you go to Google, but you have Google Chrome, which gives you the ability to see certain.
Right,
videos and stuff, and I'm not terribly sure how that all works, but the fact is that you use Google more than mm-hmm. anything, I guess. Okay, what about you, Corey?
Weather apps.
The weather app
most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I use the weather app a lot, but you know.
I mean, I use it every single day.
I'll tell you the one I use a lot is Around Me. It's an old app, but you know when it's like, what do you want to do for dinner? Let's go to a Thai restaurant. Bang, where's one close? So I use that quite a bit. You know, there's a couple of game things on here. But here's an idea from M14 Industries. M14 Industries was this guy who was a freelance software developer. And his name is John Kershaw. And he developed this app called Bristler, Bristlr. What does that bring to mind when you hear that, Bristler?
Like sweeping?
Doesn't really bring anything to mind.
Nothing to mind.
Whistler.
He calls it Uber for beard stroking. It's for a dating app for bearded hipsters who want to connect with, I guess, other bearded hipsters. I don't know. It's like either women who want to date men with beards.
I did know a 20-something-year-old mm-hmm. that liked the...
The facial hair?
That look.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
A specific look of that guy.
And apparently, it's specific. It's grown in following with the market, you know, stuff. Like, there's more than 100,000 registered users right now, and they've made 500,000 connections and that kind of thing. But it's sort of a niche thing anyway. But they thought, well, you know, if we can come up with an app for people that have beards to date one another,
yeah,
why not come up with an app that you can make as your own dating app?
How would anybody find out about it, though?
Well, because I'm telling you.
All right.
Right now. So if you're
Are you an investor in this company?
No, I'm not. No, I have nothing to do with this company, although I'm thinking, you know, I mean, I wouldn't want to start my own dating app.
No, because your pool is tiny. Wouldn't you rather
I beg your pardon?
Wouldn't you rather
shrinkage.
You know,
listen, stop taking everything so personally. I'm saying the pool is bigger on the bigger dating apps.
Yeah, but what difference would it make if I had if I could use this M14? Here's the deal. You don't have to know any programming knowledge or anything, you know, to build a infrastructure for your app. You put in your idea and your details, and they create this app for you, for your potential customers or whatever. So if I did this myself because I have such a tiny pool, as someone once told me.
What would you put in for your requirements?
I would have me as the date and everybody else as the...
Suitors?
Yes. You know, you want to date me, this is it. I mean, I'm the only available... This is a singular dating app.
Oh,
I'm the only guy.
There you go. One guy.
Yeah, call it one guy. Yeah. That's it. Or guy one.
Or the bachelor.
Well, no, I mean, that's already been used.
But that's what it is.
I know, but see, and then you post your picture and your profile and all that stuff up online. And if anybody finds you, I don't care who doesn't find me attractive.
The ones that do.
They just come and get it. Right? Here I am.
You might want to talk to your wife first, right. Possibly.
You know, there's always some sort of little monkey.
In the monkey wrench?
Monkey wrench. That's the new app I've got. Monkey wrench. The wife edition.
San Francisco Giants.
Maroon 5 and the Phillips Company Morning Show. Man, these the clouds and the blue and the sun hitting them, it reminds me of clouds in a painting, a famous painting. Doesn't it look like
yeah.
that?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's kind
beautiful.
Of like, it's almost not real looking. More clouds than sun today and a high of about 85. A warm day, but thunderstorms are in the forecast for this afternoon. Can you imagine somebody being such a lousy driver that they've got their own Facebook page that people put together to warn other drivers oh. about this woman being on the road?
Wow.
And it's happened. Wow. A Kansan known as the CRV lady driving a Honda CRV. Her driving is so bad that they have this page called CRV Lady Awareness of Topeka. And that is to warn other drivers of her whereabouts.
So they don't go to that area.
So they're not in that
Man.
Area. She just lost her license, but she hasn't
still,
been... Oh, she's still driving.
Wow.
It's like, you know, rules don't apply to some people.
Wouldn't you just call the... Like, if she's that well-known, wouldn't you call the police when you saw her?
Well, the police, she's slipped their you know...
If she's that well-known, though, it's
I
crazy
know.
That she takes... She would even try to drive.
Yeah, she's laughing at the law in its face. Her name is Patricia McDonald, and she's had her license revoked more than once. And the day after this article appeared about the CRV Lady Awareness of Topeka, she apparently got into an argument with a worker at a quick shop because she didn't have any identification to cash a check to pay for the fuel she already put in her car. So
it's the cashier's fault.
Yeah. Right. Of course.
Not
it
hers.
Is. So the police were called and of course she drove off or whatever. So and she also has a couple other major driving violations, reckless driving and leaving the scene of an accident.
Whoa.
So
Man, if you were a business, you wouldn't want your bumper sticker
no,
on your car.
No, absolutely not. You know, in fact, Honda is going to pay her not to drive that
right?
car. She was previously placed on, I don't know what this is, diversion last year for unsafe driving. What's diversion?
I don't know.
I
never heard
no
of it.
She'll be back in court on
Isn't it a movie with Shailene Woodley?
Yeah.
She'll be back in court May 24th, and they're calling for the removal of the diversion ruling. I don't know really what that is, so they want to address all those other charges. Anyway, there you
That's
go.
Hilarious.
I mean, you know.
I kind of want to look up her Facebook
really,
page.
Do it. The CRV Lady Awareness of Topeka, Patricia McDonald. All right. Now people are going to start looking around for bad drivers today. Yeah, that guy, that green Buick. The green Buick guy of South County, you know. Okay, 617, Lance Hildebrand with another early morning look at the rush hour. And it's brought to you by 188 Alicia Cara, Phillips Company Morning Show. Scars, you're beautiful, 632. And we have our contestants here, Court, for
we
the
do.
Spin Sanity.
We have 10 contestants, Catherine, Nathan, Ashley, Cindy, caller number 5, Bob.
Caller number
Brenda,
5.
Jennifer.
Wait, she's coming
Becky,
back to it.
And Lawrence.
All right, so who's caller number 5?
K-A-H-I-W-A.
Wait, let me write it down. K-A-H-I-W-A.
Yeah, right, you thought you were just going to be able to say it.
K-A-H-I-W-A.
It's a beautiful name.
What?
K-A-H-I-W-A-L-A-N-I.
Kahiwalani.
That's wrong.
Hawaiian?
Kawalani.
No, it's right. I don't even know if it's right. I don't remember because she said her name like 3 times and I'm finally like, can you just spell it? Lonnie. She'll go by Lonnie though as well. So we have all the contestants numbered 1 through 10. There are numbers of 1 through 10 up on our dry erase board. We are going to spin Kevin around 10 times. Kevin's going to be dizzy and he's blindfolded and he goes to the board and he grabs one of those numbers off. If it correlates with your number, you win tickets and you'll be the first to ride Spin Sanity at Six Flags on March or May 23rd.
Kev, did you take your meclizine this morning?
I actually did.
You know what, Kevin? You know what? You are the worst blindfolded guy.
It's the like, worst.
He acts like he can't do
anything
else.
Did you see him walking the other day? He was like a toddler.
He's like, you know? I can't speak. I have a blindfold on.
Right.
No,
all right.
But,
so
I borrowed some. It's actually called motion sickness medicine from my.
You borrowed
in-laws.
It?
Yes.
You
so.
Planning on giving it back? Or?
I don't know. And you know, the bad thing is the directions didn't say how many I needed to take.
Did you even take any?
I took 2.
Ooh, that's too many.
I took one early. I just took one. So I'm starting to get sick.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Hope it takes.
Okay. All right. I hope it takes.
Here, Jen.
Court's going to do the spinning today.
Okay.
Court, you need to do what we call a priming the chair, and that you got to spin it a couple of times to prime it.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to figure out which way I want to do it.
All right. Watch his legs on the.
I got my legs.
Yesterday, we bashed his knee against the console there. All right. So he's. Okay. She's priming it, and
two,
here we go.
Three.
Stop counting. One. Two. Oh, Courtney's really getting into it. This is the greatest. Okay, that's. Wait a minute. Wait, one more. Two
that's
more.
Two.
That's
three, four, five.
Okay, that's good.
Whoa. Right. Okay.
Help. Now you got to kind of help him. Why? Look at him toddle along. I swear to God, you know. No, Kev, to the left. To the, your left.
That's
your
a
left.
Glass
That's
door,
the door
to leave.
What's the matter? You don't know the glass.
He's leaving.
He's leaving.
Close. There you go.
Okay. It's the worst fake dizzy guy
I
ever.
I know, right? He looks like he's Frankenstein.
I know, right?
And he has green on today, too.
I haven't gotten to that part in Alton Little Theater.
Apparently.
He's taking his acting classes at the Alton Little Theater.
The right. Number is lucky number nine.
Number
Becky.
Nine. Congratulations.
Becky from the ill side.
Yeah, Becky.
So, Becky, this was the music we're supposed to be playing.
Oh, you didn't play it?
No, well, I forgot. I was playing the other stuff, but so we're playing this
That's
now.
That's some good spinning, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, you did a good job. See you up to tomorrow. So, Becky, you're going to be out at Six Flags spinning, just like Kevin the Spin Turn did. And you're going to be riding Spinsanity, you and a guest, on May 23rd. So Tuesday, you'd be the first to ride it. It is the newest dual-rocking spinning motion intense thrill ride at the Flags this summer. And you can find out more about it online, Y98.com. We will have more Spinsanity with Kevin the Spin Turn tomorrow morning on the Phillips & Company Morning Show.
In Entertainment Schmig, the list of the most rewatchable movies of all time. A good list if you want to sit down and watch some oldies but goodies with your kids. And we'll have that for you in the Schmig in just a few minutes.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths. A kid.
Y98.
Donate to Goodwill and get a voucher good for half off Cardinals tickets. Go to mersgoodwill.org to find a location near you. Restrictions apply.
It's Entertainment Schmidt.
By the way, I kicked my mom out in the year 2000. You know, there was that whole, you know, changing of the millennium.
In the year 2000.
Yeah. So that was it. Was, you know, I was confused.
You're going to blame it on a Y2K bug?
That was it.
In yourself? The Schmig is brought to you by Dirt Cheap. Get ready for summer fun at your local Dirt Cheap with your favorite cold beer, liquor, and wine at prices that can't be beat. Dirt Cheap, your one-stop party shop.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
Y98.com. Last week, we had a photo of Ariel Winter from Modern Family. People saying maybe she wasn't dressed appropriately. And she said, I can wear whatever I want. Stop trying to shame me. Okay. I totally take her side on that. John Hamm, he could maybe pull the body shaming defense because he really doesn't like people talking about it. But if you don't like people talking about it, stop walking around without underwear.
There's no way he has underwear on.
John Hamm going commando once again. And it's you have to see the picture to understand why people talk about it. It is noticeable.
He's got a new name. It's John Holham.
Why not?
You didn't take that one out.
No. Cured? Whatever.
Just John S. Ham. John Sam.
John S. Ham.
Y98.com for the latest photo.
I walked around without underwear on one time. People said, is that an elevator button? What is that?
Also on our website, the list of the most rewatchable movies of all time. As soon as I read this, I thought, this is a great list if you're looking for old classics to watch with your kids. Except for Die Hard. Maybe don't include that one. But a lot of these I've already watched with my kids and they love them.
I've watched Die Hard probably 20 times.
Yeah. It is good. Number seven mm-hmm. on the list. You have Shawshank Redemption. Star Wars,
favorites.
Empire Strikes Back,
yeah.
Groundhog Day.
I watch that often, too.
Die Hard, Raiders of the Lost Ark, The Princess Bride.
Oh,
I haven't seen that in a while. They haven't run that a lot.
It has to be one of my favorites.
We have it on DVD.
I quoted it this morning.
Inconceivable.
No. Marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Marriage
is what brings us together. Would we? Jurassic Park, Star Wars A New Hope, Back to the Future, and Forrest Gump, number one on the list.
I haven't seen Forrest Gump all that many times. I like it, but it's not one I rewatch.
I think Forrest Gump tops that list because there's so much to see in it and so many different, you know, years.
There's so many scenes.
Yeah.
You know, Gary Sinise and I went to the same high school.
No, really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard that 700 times. Don't forget about Brian Levant.
Brian Levant.
Director of the Flintstones, Viva Rock Vegas. Is that right?
That's right.
That's correct.
She's just going to skewer you on anything you say today.
I know you so well.
Beauty and the Beast, the live-action version, has made $488 million in the United States, passing Finding Dory as the highest-grossing PG-rated movie of all time. And it's now the 8th highest-grossing movie in the U.S., 11th highest-grossing worldwide.
It didn't take long.
No. Worldwide, by the way, for a PG film,
Have you
Frozen.
Seen it?
Have I seen Beauty and the Beast live? No.
Yeah.
The live-action one? Not yet. But it's on my list. I don't know. I'm not in any rush, even though everyone says it's fantastic. It's like, okay, I have other things to do. People magazine, ahead of Mother's Day, has celebrities sharing wisdom from their moms, including Chris Hemsworth's mom. Chris Hemsworth's mom.
It sounds like a band name.
Guys, like, I'm going to get
Chris
somebody.
Mom.
She said to him when he was trying to make it in the business, just have fun. You love acting, right? Good. Go and act. Go and have fun. And if it doesn't work out, you can come back home.
But that's not advice that can be used for everyone.
No, I think the part, though, is come back home.
No, that's not advice. That's like, hey, if you're a loser, come back and live with me.
Kristen Chenoweth's mom said, don't ever rely on a man for money. Make your own way. She said, so I did, and now I'm single.
Yeah, but see, now that's advice that's
really
universal.
Yeah.
The other one is, you love acting, don't you?
Well, it could be anything. You love blank.
Yeah,
go out and try it. If it doesn't work, come back.
Yeah, we're here for you.
Go to the Alden Little Theater. Learn some acting.
Theater.
There's always room in the basement, as my late mother used to say.
Zooey Deschanel's mom said, wear lipstick. And Zooey,
She's a lipstick freak, too.
She's a mom again. She and her husband welcomed a baby boy named Charlie Wolf, joining their daughter, Elsie Otter. They apparently have a thing for animals. It looks like Charlie Sheen. Remember when he was making $1.8 million per episode on Two and a Half Men?
Mm-hmm.
He, this last weekend, was at the Wizard World Convention in Minneapolis selling autographs for $60 a piece.
How can he have money?
Yeah.
How do you know he has no money?
No. I think what happened was, he lost millions in that HIV thing.
Oh, yeah.
Remember all the women?
That's right.
When he revealed he was HIV positive, he had to pay out a lot to partners who say that he did not disclose that. And he stopped making money years ago and apparently has blown through a lot of it. By the way, people ask him to sign baseballs because of Major League, and he used to do it, but he said they're too hard to sign, so he won't do that.
For $60, you got to sign my ass. Are you kidding me?
Too hard to sign.
I didn't mean that.
Isolate that one.
Put that up on the...
I got a Sharpie.
Yeah, right. Keep it to yourself.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 840 and online at Y98.com.
The Phillips... How you gotta
do. That's Train. And I think a lot of Americans are thinking, maybe the train is a better way to transport myself wherever I'm going. Because it looks like the airline industry is just sort of collapsing on itself.
Oh my gosh.
It's unbelievable. I'll have the latest details on what's happening on our planes and airports in just a second.
Rain, rain, stay away. Some little nuggets have their field day. My daughter and her preschool have field day today.
They go into the cigarette factory?
Yep.
Field day is not field trip. Field day is
running races.
Games. And,
right, exactly.
Yeah. Softball throw.
Yes.
And making cigarettes, apparently, where Guy went to school.
Right. I did. Nicaragua.
If the rain stays away, we'll see some sun in 85, but we do have a 50-50 chance for storms. It looks like they may be later on in the day, 67 overnight, and right now, 67 downtown.
I've been to a lot of airports in America. I'm going to tell you the absolute worst airport ever in America, and I was just there. The Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport.
I've been there.
It is disgusting. Too.
Yeah, I rented a car there on my
cruise from
the cruise that didn't happen. Trip.
That is a horrid airport. It's laid out badly. It's crowded. It's nasty. It's dirty.
You would think being a tourist destination, it would be nicer.
Oh my God, it's the worst. It is. And then they had this brawl Monday that stranded all these travelers. You know, there are people going to a graduation ceremony. A lot of people are going to graduation ceremonies, and of course, Spirit Airlines canceled. You know, the pilots are doing a work slowdown.
Yeah,
right. Work slowdown means I may show up, but I may not. So all these people are, you know, they made an announcement. Spirit Airlines did on this one flight. If you don't get on board in 20 minutes, we've got to cancel the flight. So everybody's rushing to get on board, and then after about 20 minutes, they pull everybody off and they say, "Got to go back to the gate." They're waiting 2, 3, 4, 5 hours for the flight. So people started yelling at the employees, as you can imagine. Some people, and then all of a sudden, the crowd starts getting mad, and they called in the cops, and you got 500 passengers that are missing their flights, and they're angry about what's going on. They have no place to go. Maybe they're in a connecting deal, and so the big brawl broke out. They arrested some folks, and the good news about all of this is that these people did not have to fly on Spirit Airlines.
Right.
So, or dispirited airlines.
Yeah, right.
Then there is a flight. You can see the video online. A flight of Southwest Airlines landed in Burbank, and a brawl broke out inside the plane because apparently a couple of macho dirtbags were jostling one another trying to get off. You know how it is. One guy's like in the aisle, the other guy's trying to get out of his seat or whatever.
It's rude.
There are people in the rows behind you who are always trying to jump ahead. It's like, stop. Let everybody go one by one.
Sit and wait your turn.
Yeah.
Everybody gets off the plane. You have no bigger rush than anybody. You don't know what anybody else is doing or where they're going or how they're feeling. So shut up. Sit down and wait your turn. The aisles are actually staggered for that, probably not for that purpose, but they are. And so go person by person, aisle by aisle, no matter how long it takes somebody, let them go.
And don't stand immediately when the plane lands either.
Yeah,
so you're in my space.
I thought I heard that you're supposed to do that if you're in the aisle seat.
What, stand?
Yeah, I thought I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, but sometimes people in the window are standing and hovering above people in the aisle.
That's why you need an exit video.
Ooh.
They should show you an exit video on how to properly exit.
Everyone knows how to properly exit.
Yeah,
they just don't care.
I don't think that's a bad idea, Kevin.
You know, right as the plane is getting ready, you know, before they make the descent or whatever, they put the video up on how to, you know.
Yeah.
No, I don't think, you know, first of all, most airplanes are not equipped with video screens. I mean, you can get them on your, now everything's Wi-Fi. So there's no reason to have video screens necessarily, long flights, yes. But I think what they should do is show it in the terminal as you're waiting in line.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I agree. Here's how you get off the plane. Capiche?
Waity.
Yeah, and so you jump and move forward and you get past one or two people.
Ooh, that's 30 seconds that you saved.
Huge progress, brah.
Yeah, right.
All right, so, and then now, you know, as if, you know, flying wasn't a hassle. You don't know if you're going to get punched, canceled, or dragged off anymore. So here you go. There are the five rules for reclining your seat on a plane.
Rule number one, don't.
All right. That's not true.
Jen. Look.
All right. So here's Jen thinks no one should recline their seat. And the rule is this. You have a seat that reclines. You are entitled to recline it. However, there are rules.
Okay.
Just because Jen has long legs. Here's the deal. Give the person behind you. Rule number one. Give the person behind you a heads up.
If they did that ever, I would be okay. But nobody ever does. They recline the seat. And then when it doesn't go back because it's hitting my knees, they violently throw themselves against the seat. And I've had that before where I've been asleep and all of a sudden it's like they recline, they hit my knees, and then they like smash my kneecaps back.
I love that,
because
the adjective. Violently throw themselves.
They do.
All right. So here's the deal. Give a quick glance. You don't have to, but you could say, hey, I'm leaning back. You know, that's easy enough. You don't have to engage in a long, where are you from? You're not going to get that. All right. Number two, recline your seat slowly.
Gently, yes.
Slowly. Don't lean all your weight back in the seat and then hit the button. Push the button, then lean back.
Yeah.
All right. Simple. Number three, don't recline while anyone is eating a meal.
Or drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, drinking, you know, everybody has a drink.
But yeah, they can pick up their cup.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, no, I get it. I do get it. But you know, I don't know that somebody behind me is having a drink and I can't, you know.
That's because you haven't turned around and said, I'm going to recline.
I'm going to recline my seat and I'll do it slowly. And are you drinking now or having a beverage or a meal?
I think a beverage is worse than a meal.
Yeah, I do too.
It is. But I mean, you know, what I'm saying is you don't know.
Those
everybody
things are expensive.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The ones
cranberry
I
juice.
Get.
Yes. Right.
I know. I was like, I get a ginger ale. It's free.
Rule number four, if the person behind you gets angry, don't let it make you angry. Obviously, try to be a decent person. You don't want to deal with their anger for the rest of the flight. So if you crush their knees or spill a drink, apologize. Don't ignore it. And rule number five, you don't have to recline the whole way. It says, if halfway is good enough, stop there and give the person behind you the extra room. So in other words, if you want to stop at 3/4 of an inch, please do. Instead of going the entire inch
and a half.
Ooh, that
really made a difference.
Because they don't recline that far,
no,
to
they
be
don't.
Honest with you. But that's, you know, and rule number six, if somebody reclines into you, punch them in the head.
Oh, good. Thank you for the permission.
And then rain down on them punches from the side of your, don't punch them with the knuckles, but like this. Okay, that hurts more.
I usually fly with kids. If someone would ask me permission, I would just switch seats with my kids so they could recline where my kids are sitting.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
No, it is. It
makes total sense.
Excuse me, if you're going to recline, I'm going to switch my children.
No, if they would ask and say, hey, is it okay if I recline? I said, oh, just wait a minute. I'll switch seats with my 4-year-old who doesn't have long legs. Okay.
I feel like that's a fine solution.
Thank you.
I don't feel
that. Then she moves and the person behind that seat.
Right, exactly. It's not a real world solution.
Now Finn hates to fly. I always got to sit behind a recliner.
Why are your children's feet broken? Because I'm not putting myself in harm's way. All right. By the way, I hardly ever recline on those flights.
I don't either.
It's like, what's the deal? Now, if it massaged you, I'd press that button. Sorry that your drink is bubbling.
I need to use the zizzer.
The zizzer. All right. 7:24, Lance got your midway traffic.
It's brought to you by St. Louis Bread.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.